This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Yesterday was the open cattle show at the Jersey County Fair. Unlike the days before, a brisk breeze kept exhibitors and spectators cool. I talked with one big winner of the day, Claire Dorsey. Claire won Grand Champion Heifer, and it was clear all the hard work she had put into her heifer. I talked with Claire about her heifer and the show that day.
Well, I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Madison County, and I've been showing heifers since I was very little. My parents actually met at a cattle show, so that's how we started. And ever since then, we've been showing livestock.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the heifer you won with here today?
The heifer I won with has a little bit of an attitude, but once you get to know her, she's really your best friend. I really like working with her, and I wouldn't change a thing about her.
Yeah, it seems like you guys were really getting along out there. Like, they shouldn't give you any problems at all. What kind of preparation went into getting your heifer ready to show today?
Well, a lot of time went in. Like, your heifer has to be tamed, so we did a lot of breaking with her when she was younger. And we did a lot of clipping and lots of washing. Like, we would rinse her in the morning, and then we would wash her at night. We would brush her hair to where it would get the proper hair it needs to be, and then we had her under fans almost 24/7. It took a lot of time, and luckily my parents, they know what to feed good heifers, and we fed her what we needed to, and she got the way to where we need her.
And what's your favorite part about showing here at the Jersey County Fair?
I really like that I know everyone, and whenever someone needs help, I'll be over there sitting on the bleachers, and they'll say, "Hey, come here," and I'll come over there and help them show for Champion Drive or something. And I really like that everyone is always telling congrats or good job, you'll get them next time, go kick butt, something like that. And it really motivates you to do your best.
So you've gained a lot of friends showing livestock then?
Yes, actually some of my best friends are cattle people, and I kind of wish they lived a little bit closer and they would go to my school, but it is what it is, and they're going to be best friends for life.
What lessons have you learned while showing livestock?
I learned that it takes a lot of work to get to what you want, and I learned that you always don't get the best, and you just got to keep going and believe in yourself.
And what's your favorite part about showing cattle?
My favorite part would probably be showmanship. Like, I really like that I don't have to worry about how my heifer looks, or I just have to practice and show the judge how professional I can be.
And how did it feel to win Grand Champion Heifer here today?
It felt really nice. I've been working for this a long time. Last year I got reserved and I said, "Hey, I wanna get Grand Champion." So I've been working really hard, and I'm just so thankful to everyone who helped me.
Claire is from Dorsey, Illinois, and shows in county fairs all around the area. After these messages, the farm show will return with an interview from the winner of the Grand Champion Steer, Ashley Moore. Ashley Moore won Grand Champion Steer yesterday at the Jersey County Open Cattle Show. I talked with Ashley about her steer and her Grand Champion win.
Hi, my name is Ashley Moore. I'm going to be a sophomore at Black Hawk East Community College. I started showing cattle when I was... Actually, I started showing goats when I was about 3 or 4 years old. And I kind of got out of that around 8 years old and started showing cattle. And I've been showing it since. And last year was my last year at the junior show here. And I have... I have one more year at the junior to show on the junior show at the Illinois State Fair.
Can you tell us a little bit about the steer you won with here today?
Yeah, I actually raised the steer. He's out of a bull that I raised and a cow we bought back in 2010.
What kind of preparation went into getting your steer ready today?
I try to rinse him at least once a day, if not twice. He sits outside in front of fans along with another heifer of mine.
What's your favorite part about showing here at the Jersey County Fair?
My favorite part is that it's so close to home, and I have so many friends and family that come here and show every year, and it's just a lot of fun.
What lessons have you learned from showing livestock?
The lessons I've learned is it's made me grow up a lot more. It's made me stronger, and it's made me learn the real lesson of hard work.
What's your favorite thing about showing cattle?
My favorite thing about showing cattle is I get to work on them myself, and all the work that I put into it, I hope, comes back out when I show them in the ring.
How'd it feel to win Grand Champion Steer here today at the Jersey County Fair?
It's awesome. This is my fourth time winning the Grand Steer, and I love it.
Congratulations to all the exhibitors at the Jersey County Fair. Tonight at the Jersey County Fair, starting at 7 p.m., is the rodeo. Rodeo events include bull riding and barrel racing. There are both national riders and local riders. Come on out for some entertainment tonight at the Jersey County Fair. Saturday at the Jersey County Fair, the Open Swine Show begins at 8 a.m. and the Open Dairy Show begins at 9 a.m. The Gillespie FFA will be selling sweet corn for the last day tomorrow at the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. They will be selling from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Be sure to get some sweet corn before it's too late. This Saturday, the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association will be hosting a tractor drive departing from the Macoupin County Historical Society grounds at 9 a.m. Drivers are asked to register by 8:45 a.m. There is a $5 registration fee, and all money raised will go back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. There are two routes this year, one of which will have a photographer on standby for pictures. For more information, contact Lynn Highyear by calling 217-825-7154 or call Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. That's all the time we have on your Afternoon Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.